In this, the closing day of time, oh, what joy the glorious hope of, oh, it unfolds, the truth, oh, wondrous truth sublime, oh, he shall reign, King of kings, Lord of, it's coming soon, it's coming soon, it's coming, it's coming with joy, he's returning, it may be born, it may be, I don't know. Coming soon. Oh, signs around in the land, around us we see open, dead on the starlit sky. Faithful witnesses did. Oh, they declare that the coming of the Savior is coming soon, is coming, soon is coming. Oh, we joy, we welcome his return. In countless numbers, it shall rise in green portals open, of the sky, of the sky. We shall come to prepare. It's coming soon, it's coming. Faithful, we shall meet him in the sky, my dear. We've not it, we cherish it not in vain, but we comfort one another by this word. It's coming, it's coming, it's come. So it's coming. And very soon with joy we welcome his return. It may be born, it may be, I don't know, I know and soon he's coming. Oh, he's come. Oh, soon and very soon he's coming. Oh, soon with joy we welcome his returning. It may be morning, baby, I don't know. Oh, I know he's coming so soon and very soon. We are going to see soon and very soon, soon and very soon. We are going to see soon and very soon, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more dying day, no more dying day. We are going to see. No more dying day. We are going to see. No more dying day. No more dying day. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more crying day, no more crying day. We are going, oh, no more, no more crying day. We are going to see, no more crying day, no more crying day. We are going to see, no more crying. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see soon and very soon, soon and very soon. We are going to see soon and very soon. We are going to see soon and very soon, soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
We are going to make our master.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many are grateful to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, I can see the joy upon every face this morning.
Hallelujah.
It is all grace from the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have some things here. And, maybe sit there. Brother David, you like to come forward? And
No.
Oh.
No, I see.
Praise the Lord. And shall we be seated for a moment?
Amen.
I saw here, I said, we would like to thank the Lord for giving us another year together. As today is our 18th anniversary.
Amen.
Amen. Brother David and Sister Sara. God bless you, my daughter. God bless you, my brother. 18 years. It's good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Moving on.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to call my own. You know already. I'm almost getting twice your own. Praise the Lord. That's about 35 years now. Praise God.
Amen.
The Lord is our strength.
Amen.
I wish I remember you in prayer. And this morning,
we have a number of groups, and we are all the friends of God.
God bless you. And a little girl also, you are welcome. And then, what's her name? Okay, okay. She's also welcome. Praise God. Then we have Henrietta Craig. Henrietta Craig. Oh, God bless you. My daughter always query me. I'm very poor in mentioning people's names. Amen. Then we have Michelinipi Rimizi. Oh, God bless you, brother. Oh, you are all welcome to the house of God. You are just part of us here. So we believe this is not going to be your last day. We know that you'll be coming always.
Hallelujah.
The door is always opened. Amen. This is the house of God. Amen. And what of...
Brother Richard
from Lithuania. Oh, God bless you, brother. You're welcome. And I see the brother also here. Ah, holy amen, amen, hallelujah. And then we have a prayer request also here. As for our sister Julie, with all these tonsillitis, and she's feeling unwell. And also we remember Brother Vladimir as he had to work this morning. How many believe our Lord is here?
Amen.
And even healing has already taken place.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Healing has already taken place because he died for it.
Amen.
He said, by my stripes ye are healed.
Amen.
So
Hallelujah.
We believe that he's already healed.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, oh how wonderful, Lord, to be in your presence this morning, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the week that is gone. We thank you for our working places, our homes, the sustaining power that, Lord, you've given to us, Lord. Father, even this morning, O Lord, to start a week right in your presence, Lord,
Amen.
It has to take your grace, Lord Jesus, because this morning many people are heading towards stadiums, discos, but, Lord, you have laid it upon our hearts,
Amen.
Lord. To come right to your presence, Lord Jesus. Father, we know that, Lord, this is the time that you want us to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, this morning we have come, Lord, with all humility, with a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. We've come, Lord, as our sacrifice, which your word tells us that you will not despise, O God. Father, even right before us, Lord, we want to commit our precious sister Julie into your hands.
Amen.
Oh, the church says by faith our
Hallelujah.
Sister is healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Father, even we commit our precious brother Vladimir as he's at work, Lord. Father, be with him, O Lord.
Amen.
Every portion that, Lord, we will receive this morning, let it be his portion also, O God. And even also, Lord, we want to welcome all our visitors, Lord. Even we don't call them visitors, they are brothers and sisters, Lord.
Amen.
This morning, Father, lift up their hearts, Lord. And Father, let your spirit sweep over the whole church, O God. And when we are living here, we know that, Lord, you have truly spoken to us.
Amen.
Father, here we are this morning. We open our hearts now. Lord, now speak.
Amen.
Speak. We are with all ears to hear and listen. And Father, myself, I commit into your hands. The Lord, I decrease completely.
Amen.
That you will increase and stand here, Lord, knowing, Lord Jesus, our hearts, our requests, and all what, Lord, we desire, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, meet each and everyone according to your grace, according to your riches in glory. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Today I couldn't print my listing, so I had to use this my old laptop here. Praise God. Brother Paul, come. Praise God. The case is not moving, what is it? The case is just hidden at the corner. He doesn't want to move. Praise the Lord. He has to move. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have to put the whole thing off again. And yes, how many are happy to be in the house of this Lord? Amen. We know last week we had a wonderful time with the Lord here from Amen. Last Sunday. And it just dawned upon me yesterday when I was before the Lord preparing the message for today, that we just go back a little and see what the Lord actually spoke to us for the benefit of us many that weren't able to come during the weekdays. And even last Sunday, the message that the pastor preached was such a great message. Praise the Lord. It's all about what? My grace is sufficient for thee. And we just heard about how Paul had to receive this kind of word, a messenger of the enemy to buffet him just because of what? Spiritual pride. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See. And we heard how Paul just seek the face of the Lord. 3 times the Lord, take this away from me. Praise God.
Amen.
But God said no. Amen. That Sunday, one thing I loved about what the message came was that even when God says no, it is grace.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Even if God says no,
Amen.
It is what? Grace.
Amen.
Oh, you have been praying for something from the Lord, and it's not forthcoming. It is grace.
Amen.
Just glorify Him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Shall we stand to the reading of His word? And let's turn to Joel 2,
Amen.
23 to 26. Joel 2, 23 to 26. You know, yesterday, last Friday, the elders in the church, they prayed for me. I wasn't feeling very well at all. They prayed for me. When I went home, it became even worse. But I knew what was happening.
Amen.
He was struggling before he leaves.
Amen.
Amen. He was struggling. You know, one time when a demon in a certain boy, Jesus cast that demon out. The demon threw the child, the boy down. Praise God. See, when he's going, he had to kick. And so, yes, when I left here, it was really very, very bad. but I was just giving glory to God. Amen. Amen. And thank the Lord that I feel really strong, because I believe from that very minute the elders prayed for me that I was healed.
Amen.
Amen. So let's come to Joel 2:23-26. Let's hear the word of God. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fast shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palm worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
My people shall never be ashamed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our second reading will be John 11:25-26. John 11:25-26. Oh, I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25-26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this?
Amen.
Believeth thou this?
Amen.
That as long as you are living, if you believe in him, you are not going to die.
Amen.
Do you believe in him?
Amen.
Then you are not going to die. Praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, this is your word, O God. Oh, Lord, we call you the author of this word, O God. Come now, Lord. You've promised that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you'll be in their midst. And Lord, already we know you are here. Oh, Master, come and take your place now and speak to us, Lord Jesus. We sit at your feet this morning, Father, with all humility, Lord, to hear from you. Help us, Lord Jesus, this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, hallelujah. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me, you will never die.
Amen.
Amen. And as I was saying before we prayed, Pastor was preaching on this message. My grace is what's sufficient for thee. And you know, it was all because of what? To check pride so that it will not overcome what? Paul. That Paul will not be overcome by what? Pride. Because Paul can heal all manner of diseases. Even he could raise the dead. Praise the Lord. And today you know, prophets and modern prophets and whatever they have, we have on the earth here now. Oh, how they would like always to put their hand upon their chest. I prayed and I healed him. I healed him. See, that kind of pride. God was particular that it will not overcome Paul.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So he had to what? Humble him. By way of what? Affliction. You know that when you're afflicted, it humbles you. Go to the hospital, you see. Oh, a man who is built with macho and can do all sorts of things in the streets. Let him be sick and go to hospital, you see. A slim nurse will tell him to sit down here and you just see him going there to sit down. Praise the Lord. You see? So, God was what? To humble him. He has to what? Put an affliction upon him. Praise God. And so when he prayed three times, the Lord, oh, take this away from me. God said no. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I got last week. That when God says no, my brother, it's grace.
Amen.
It is always grace. When he says no, it is always grace.
Amen.
Just glorify him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what Paul even said. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities.
Amen.
That the power of Christ will be upon me.
Amen.
See? Praise God.
Amen.
Most gladly, therefore, I will do what? I will rather glory in my infirmities.
Amen.
That the power of God may rest what? Upon me.
Amen.
Amen. And he said again, therefore, I take pleasure. Listen to what Paul said. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. I take pleasure in these things because they are all grace unto me. Oh, my grace is sufficient for thee. So when we ask and what we are looking for, God is not forthcoming, fulfilling his promise, just to glorify God. He knows why he has to hold on. Praise God. You see, this question of pride, as a pastor preached, you know, Satan himself had wanted to what? Lure Jesus to put that same upon him. That's why he took him to the what, the top of the pinnacle. He said, just what, throw yourself down. Because it is written. Mm-hmm. Amen. He will send his angels to bear you up.
Mm-hmm.
See? Pride, that kind of what? Spiritual pride.
That's right.
And when Paul found out that, then I will take pleasure in my infirmities and reproaches. Praise God.
Amen.
And then during the weekdays, we talk about what? Three women. And any time we talk about women, it's a type of what? The church.
Amen.
Praise God. We talked about three women. We talk about Rahab. We talk about the woman at Jacob's well. And we talked about Mary.
Amen.
The sister of Martha and Lazarus.
Amen.
And we know of Rahab. That Rahab, you know, Joshua sent what, two messengers just for the benefit of Mary that weren't on the weekdays, praise God, and our brothers and sisters that have visited us this morning. You know, when Joshua sent those two messengers to Jericho to spy the place, maybe they rented a room in Rahab's place and they gave what? Him a message and gave her a message. And when she heard the message, said, you are the people that God opened what?
Hallelujah.
The sea for you to walk on what? Dry grounds? Oh, you are the people that were able to defeat that two great kings? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then is the Bible says, I know.
Amen.
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 I know. That the Lord has given you this city and the land.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
She believed the message.
Amen.
Faith cometh by what? Hearing the word.
Amen.
And what word? The word of God.
Amen.
When she heard it, she believed it. Brethren, my sister, my brother, that is what is expected of us.
Amen.
That when you hear the word of God,
amen,
believe it.
Amen.
Because salvation is there. Your eternal destination hangs on that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Rahab believed. And she pleaded with these two messengers when they were going back. You know, she hid them because the city found out that two spies have come to the city. And they came, they said, somebody said, I saw them entering Rahab's house. So they came to take those people away. Rahab said, they've gone a long time. You know, they passed that place. You just go this way, you see them there going. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
While they were hidden the what? in her upper chamber. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? The people went chasing what? Goose chase. We call it goose chase. Amen.
Amen.
You find nothing.
Right.
Praise God. So, when they were going, Rahab requested a favor.
Amen.
Said, please, if I've done this, I need your favor now.
Amen.
Not for myself, but even for my father, my mother, my brother, my sisters,
Amen.
The whole family.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
See, whenever you do good, there is always a reward.
Amen.
But meanwhile, you go to believe the word of God.
Amen.
And so these two messengers, they said, what you got to do? Tie what? This scarlet line on your window. Praise God.
Amen.
And anyone that will be in your house,
Amen.
When we come,
Amen.
That person is saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That person is what? Is saved.
Amen.
He said, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy home into the streets, his blood shall be upon his head. You hear it?
Amen.
You tie, but anyone that go when we come, anyone that is not under what? Under your house. That person, his or her blood is upon her head.
Amen.
But if But he said, we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head. If any hand be upon him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my brother, my sister. If the scarlet word line, you know it already, types what? The blood of Jesus Christ. That if you are under the blood of Jesus Christ and something happens, is God is responsible for that.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you are out in the streets, then you carry your own blood upon your own head. Oh, let us stay under the blood.
Amen.
Let's stay under the blood, brethren. Because that's where safety is. And you know what she said? She said, according unto your will, so be it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. If only we will hear the word and say, according to what you, God, you have spoken about me, let it be so.
Amen.
Believe in by faith.
Amen.
Praise God. Let it be so. And when the people, the two messengers, they were going, right away, oh, Rahab tied what? The scarlet line upon her window. Oh, yes, sir. We heard it. She didn't say, let me wait. Let me wait. When I see them coming, then I tie it up. No, sir.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
She tied it.
Amen.
Amen. My brethren. Oh, I don't think today let me just slip a little and go and do something else. Let me go out from the blood. Oh, you meet Satan.
Amen.
Oh, for you meet Satan really good. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is not a time for us to waste time. But as long as you've heard the word, apply it into your life.
Amen.
Immediately apply it into your life.
Amen.
Because you don't know when he will be coming.
Amen.
Rahab never knew when they will be coming.
Amen.
And so to be on the safer side, he tied what? The scarlet cord.
Amen.
Amen. So that as you were singing, whether they will come in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, it is there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's coming soon.
Amen.
The morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, we know not.
Amen.
It is there.
Amen.
Let the blood, the scarlet,
Amen.
Be upon you. Be under the blood.
Amen.
Always. Never go out.
Amen.
The moment you go out, maybe that's the time he will just come. It happens many a time in our own way of life. Sometimes you wait and wait and wait for. I quite remember one time I was waiting for bus. Oh, I needed to go to a place. So I waited. The bus wasn't coming. Immediately, I just moved out. I looked back, I saw the bus just standing at the city. See? It happens to us many a time. Praise God. Just wait. Don't wait, but what? Be ready at all times. Then we talk about what? The woman on Jacob's well. Amen. We all know the story of this woman. That she was carrying, as the prophet said, the seed word. She was carrying the seed word with her. This lady, she had already heard that there is coming a Messiah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And one thing was that she had already recognized her life to be what? Not the right way of life. My brother, my sister, it depends how you yourself will examine yourself and recognize that I'm living in sin. And I'm ready to what? To repent. Amen. Praise God. Then God receives you. Amen. That's confession. That's what we call confession. Confessing. And this woman confessed her life already that she wasn't living in what? In the right way. Amen. But she knew that there was coming a Messiah. Praise God. Amen. And when the Messiah comes, he'll be what? The Spirit of God will be upon him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he will be anointed to preach the gospel unto people like her. Amen. 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 And that he said, he should. When he comes, he will do what? He will set the captives free. Amen. And she believed herself that she was under what? Captivity. Amen. She will be with what? Open prison doors. Praise God. Amen. She kept this seed word in her. That Messiah, I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him. Because according to what? The scripture. He is coming. He is coming soon. Oh, hallelujah. And so I'll keep that word in me. Though her life was not good to write home about. But yet, she kept that seed word in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we know the story already when she went to Jacob's well to draw water and she met this stranger she has never met before. Praise God. And you know the conversation that went between them already. And Jesus told her that, look, I'm just jumping. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall test again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I will give unto him. Oh, amen. He said, you will never test again. Because the water I will give to that person, it will be a well in him. Springing up unto what? Unto everlasting life. That's what I will give. You know the conversation, we just jump over the conversation already. Amen.
Amen.
Then this woman said, the way how the conversation was going, she was what? Noticing something.
Amen.
Because this man has said, I'll give you a living water.
Amen.
Hey. Hallelujah. It was what? It was kicking on the seed that was in her.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Living water.
Amen.
Then he said, okay, sir, give me this water.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Give me this water.
Amen.
That I test no more.
Amen.
Or neither come here to what? To draw again. So give me that water.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then Jesus said, okay, go and call your husband and come.
Hallelujah.
Go and call your husband and come. So, I don't have a husband. So you have spoken the truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You've had already 5. He mentioned all of them, their names.
Mm.
And then even the last one, which you got only yesterday night. You saw. You think you thought nobody saw you. Only yesterday night you took him into your house. His name is Sister, so that one also is not your husband.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 She never looked at what? The outside appearance of this man.
Amen.
She never looked at what? The outside appearance. But what? The nuggets, the word that was coming,
amen,
was the same seed that was in her.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone who you've never known, you've never seen me before.
Amen.
Even what I was doing yesterday night, taking this man to my house, no one saw me.
Amen.
But this man has been able to tell me even the man's name.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Sir, I perceive you are a prophet.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I perceive you are a prophet.
Amen.
Because the Messiah that I am waiting for,
amen,
oh, when he comes,
amen,
he will be able to do all these things that you are doing.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said,
hallelujah,
he does speak to you.
Amen.
I am he.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I am he.
Amen.
Immediately, as the prophet said, the reason she brought to come and draw water, everything, she left everything.
Amen.
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 Straight away, already what? The living water, as Jesus said, has now entered into her body. And it is springing up unto what? Everlasting life. Spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
The living water has already entered into her. And off she went. As the prophet said, she left what? The denominational what? Jacob well. Amen. The denominational what? Well that she had been drinking from all the time. Oh, my brother, when the word of God strikes you, you got to leave every denomination. You got to leave the world. You got to leave everything.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The very ball she brought, she left it.
Amen.
Living water,
amen,
is springing in her.
Amen.
It's springing in her.
Amen.
She ran right into the city to testify. Hey, come and see a certain man.
Amen.
See, you know the word, the Messiah we're waiting for?
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Immediately, she acted upon the word of God.
Amen.
Rahab immediately acted upon the word of God.
Amen.
We got to immediately act upon the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We go to immediately act upon the word of God.
Amen.
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 And we are talking all about what? The church. And who is the church? You are the church.
Amen.
A woman. It's you and me.
Amen.
Then we talked about what? The other woman also, Mary.
Amen.
The sister of Lazarus and Martha. We know how the scripture said, Jesus passed over a village and Martha received Jesus into her house. Now watch. It was Martha that received Jesus into the house. And then she went to call her sister Mary. Mary, Jesus is in our house. Praise God. Mary just went straight to meet what? Jesus. And sat at his feet.
Amen.
To hear the word.
Amen.
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 Then Martha went to the kitchen, trying to what? Put this one here, put this one here. Preparing what? Preparing natural food. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, you see, we got to what? We must get to what? Discernment to know whether the right sacrifice is given at the right time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because my brother, if you go and buy the most expensive shoe, and you go and give it as a gift to an amputated man, oh, you take it as an insult.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Or you buy what? A reading glass. And you present it to a blind man. Oh. The wrong revelation. Praise God. Wrong revelation is that. Life was seated there. And then the bread of life himself was seated there. Then you are going to prepare what? Natural bread for him. Oh. See? Matter had what? A wrong revelation of the situation. Praise God. We always need to what? Need a discernment to what? To be able to give the right word sacrifice at all times. Praise the Lord. So Mary. Oh, let's read something here. That's Luke 10, 38 to 41. Now it came to pass, as they went, as Jesus and the disciples, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house.
Amen.
And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and hear his word. Amen.
Amen.
Martha received Jesus to the house. Brethren, sometimes even you will witness to someone, bring him or her to the house of God, and maybe that person will just go and you will stay here. Let's watch it. Amen. But Martha was cumbered about much serving. See, she put upon herself too much load. Oh, this one here running for onion, running for tomato, running for oil, and even what will Jesus eat, rice or eba or sambu? Oh, see, oh, cumbered. Oh. And Mary was seated at his feet. Amen. Hearing what? The word. Then she got so tired, she went to Jesus. Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she helps me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Brethren, that's the problem of many of us. We trouble ourselves on many things that edify not, that are not expedient. Oh, praise the Lord. We worry our mind. Why do we say, cast your burden upon me?
Amen.
Then you want to carry your own burden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. Cast those burdens upon me. And I will sustain you.
Amen.
You will find rest to your soul. Be careful, carry too many things. Then Jesus said something which we all must take care of it. But one thing is needful. One thing is what needful.
Amen.
Just like what Jesus told the rich young ruler. One thing thou lackest.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
That
one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part. We shall not be taken away from her.
Amen.
Can never be taken away from her. She has taken what the good part, the word of God.
Amen.
The word, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Amen.
You can't take it away from her. She has chosen what? The good part. Brethren, from today, let us take that one thing that is needful in life. Amen. Amen. Let's take that one thing that is needful in life. Let's choose that good path. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To sit at his feet. Amen. To hear his word. Amen. To study his word. Amen. Or to keep the word in. And to act upon it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because by those things we bear fruits. Amen. And by our fruits we glorify him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Martha was busy about something not necessary. But that wasn't the right word, sacrifice, at that time. Amen. Amen. As Paul said, we quoted Paul. Paul said, all things are lawful for me.
Yes.
But all things are not expedient.
No.
All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
Amen.
So let us first find the things that has edification.
Amen.
Things that are what? That are expedient. Because many a time you get yourself under what? Under some things that it becomes what, a burden upon you.
Yes,
and you are not supposed to carry those burdens.
Amen.
And Paul at the same time said again in 1 Corinthians 6, 12 and 13. He said, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me. But listen, I will not be brought under the power of any. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, things are, it's lawful for me to do all these things. Oh, to, last Wednesday as we had, to go to college, to go to work, to do all this, they are all what? Yes, my brother, like Brother Vladimir is at work, he can't help it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's okay, he can't help it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But what Paul is saying is that I will not what be brought under the power of any of these things.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
They all have power, eh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And if those power overtakes you, hey, even when there is no overtime, you say, Master, is there no overtime? Praise the Lord. Hmm? Praise the Lord. You know, Wednesday you need to come, you don't go to church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer meet.
Amen.
And then you go to your boss. Boss, no overtime tomorrow evening. Praise the Lord. See, you are bringing yourself under the power of something.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Once you need to try to see how you can arrange with your boss, how even you could be what, free from those days. Now you are looking for what? Over time.
Amen.
You are bringing yourself under those powers. Praise the Lord.
Hmm.
So we see that Martha received him, but Mary, the one who chose what is needful and expedient, and that those things that will edify.
Amen.
Amen. That's the way how the church must go. We must always take what is needful.
Amen.
Amen. What is expedient and what will edify.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The church. Church, let's look at these three things.
Amen.
Things that are needful. Things that are expedient. And things that will edify one another. Amen.
Amen.
Provoking one another to love.
Amen.
Those are the things. Amen. That's the way the church must go.
Amen.
Just like sitting at the, see, Mary was seated at his feet to hear his word.
Amen.
That's the same thing David said.
Amen.
And you see that it's the same word, one thing. See, David also said one thing.
Amen.
That I desired of the Lord. and will seek after,
Amen.
Is to dwell in his house.
Amen.
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 And to behold his beauty.
Amen.
And to inquire into what? Into his court.
Amen.
That same one thing again. One thing is needful. Amen. To sit at his feet. And that's what David said.
Amen.
One thing I desire of the Lord and will seek after,
Amen.
Is to dwell in his house.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So, Martha was laboring for what? The meat that perisheth. But he said, we must not labor for those meat that perisheth, but labor for the meat that endureth. Unto everlasting life. For him, in this way, that we have really taken him. So we see that same story. Now, this morning, all the time. Okay. Now let's go. This morning, that was last week. Was it great?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this morning we are here to look into the mirror of life again.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
To look into the mirror of life. You know, there are two kinds of mirrors. You know that? Huh? We have the natural mirror and we have the spiritual mirror.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This morning, who says he didn't look at the natural mirror before coming here? Huh? Who says he didn't look into what? The natural mirror before coming here. Sisters were dressing their hair, turned back, take another one even to look. Amen. Praise the Lord. And brothers also just straightened his time. Amen. Looking at what? You see how then you raise your shoulder a little to see that you are a man. Praise God. Everyone here, including myself, we look into the natural mirror today.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But if you ask, did we all look into the spiritual mirror before coming?
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Did we all look into the spiritual mirror before coming?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You see where we are lacking, the things that are needful. Eh? We are cumbering on what? Because we could spend about what? Especially our sisters. Hey, yeah. You can spend what? 10 to 15 minutes in the mirror, and then the husband will be downstairs. Hey! Hey, I'm coming! Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, let's have more, the needful one.
Amen.
Amen. One thing that is needful. This very one. So this morning we are here to look into what? Into the mirror of life.
Amen.
And that was what? The text that we read.
Amen.
And this very text in the message, A Resume of Ages, in the church age book, the prophet said, it is thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
As page 379, paragraph 2. The prophet said, it is thus saith the Lord, for that is what Joel 2, 23 to 26 says. Praise God.
Amen.
Then be glad, then ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you word, the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. In the first month.
Amen.
And he said, your floors shall be what? Full of wheat.
Amen.
And the fast shall be what? Overflowing with what? With wine and oil.
Amen.
And he said, I will restore.
Amen.
I will restore the years that the locust hath eaten, and the cankerworms, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worms, my great army which I sent among you.
Amen.
And ye shall eat in plenty.
Amen.
And be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God.
Amen.
That hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Or for the sake of our new people and those who are growing, I'll try to see how the Holy Spirit will let the whole thing come. You see, this is a promise of God. You see, he said, I will restore.
Amen.
God is saying that I will restore. When he said he's going to restore something, that it means that thing has lost its original strength.
Amen.
Has lost its original power.
Amen.
Has lost its original manifestation.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
If he said, I'm going to restore, that means something has lost its what? Strength.
Amen.
Lost its power.
Amen.
Lost its manifestation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he said, I will restore. And this, Jesus was talking about what? His church.
Amen.
For the benefit of our new brothers and sisters. I know there are old ones and they know everything. Amen. Jesus was talking about what? His church.
Amen.
He was talking about the gospel.
Amen.
About the word.
Amen.
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 As the prophet said, in the day of Pentecost, Jesus planted a tree.
Amen.
And that tree is the tree of life.
Amen.
That was in the Garden of Eden. It's brought. He planted what? A tree of life. With what? Manifestations with what? With all the powers and everything.
Amen.
That is the church in the days of what? The apostles.
Amen.
Praise God. Day of Pentecost. Then, this church traveled through what? Seven ages. And this period what is traveled? The original manifestation. The original word.
Amen.
The original power.
Amen.
Was what? Had been what? Diluted. It had been mixed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so in every age, there was what? Just a portion of the original, not all. That kept what? The people going. But meanwhile, it wasn't. The original has already been what? It had been tempered with. Praise God. So that was what Jesus was talking about. That I will restore the years. That what? These palmer worms and caterpillars and canker worms and the locusts that have eaten, I will restore. Praise God. What they have destroyed in the church, I will restore.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The original word will come back again.
Amen.
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 So the prophet was talking about some of the ages, like a Lutheran age. He said the Lutheran age didn't restore what? The word. It didn't restore the church. Lutheran church didn't restore it, the original. But it was good for the people at that time. Amen.
Amen.
Said the prophet that they started what? The Reformation. Then he talked about the Wesleyan Church. Wesleyan Church also came. They did their part that age. It was what? Good for the people, but what? It wasn't what? The real original.
Amen.
Amen. And then the Pentecost came. Oh. Many would think that probably the Pentecost was what? The right church. Because they've taken the name of the day of Pentecost. Praise the Lord. All these Pentecostal churches, yes sir. But what did Pentecost do? They took the gifts and ran away with it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They took only the gifts and left what? The word. But God had promised.
Amen.
That I will restore.
Amen.
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 That means the original word,
Amen.
The manifestations and the power,
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah,
Amen.
Will come back again.
Amen.
It will come back again.
Amen.
Brethren, my new folks, brethren that have visited us, probably, maybe this is the first time you are hearing this. We are not against any church. No, sir.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They are all God's children. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the spirit that is leading those churches, that is not what? It does not come back to the original.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, why we have what? Many churches all around. And all of them are holding the same Bible. All worshiping Jesus Christ. Calling upon his name. Reading from this. And yet, let me just take one thing. Yet, when you go here, it's a different way how they baptize. You go to this place, a different way they baptize. Why? Praise God.
Amen.
Some will put like water here, put your hand in and put it on your forehead. That's baptism. Some will take and cross you. See, when they cross you like that, they've canceled you. But they said it's baptism. Praise the Lord. Some, today there are people who are coming to baptize, they are so much, so they'll go and bring a pumping machine, spray, and spray all of you. Baptism. Have you seen it before? Oh, yes. The people are many. The pastor said, today I cannot put hands upon all of you. So just gather. Then spray you and said you are baptized. Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, let's take only baptism. Why is it different? But when we go into the Bible, what is it? Ephesians? Is it Ephesians? Ephesians? Huh? Oh, no. Where he said one baptism? Ephesians, eh? I think I said Ephesians. Yeah. Ephesians 4. Yeah, give us Ephesians 4. He said, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, as Paul now talking,
Amen.
Beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called.
Amen.
Walk in what? Walk in, I beseech you to walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye have been called.
Amen.
With all lowliness, and meekness and long suffering and forbearing one another in love, you see, and devouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen.
Then he said, there is one body.
Amen.
Amen. It should be one church.
Amen.
Though another one will be at Sword, another one will be at Tyre. Another one will be at Babrigan. Praise God. But it is the same one church, one body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When we say one body, that means all are doing the same thing.
Amen.
Because Christ is not divided.
Amen.
The word of God is not divided.
Amen.
There's no confusion in the word of God.
Amen.
It is the people that have confused themselves. He said, one body, one spirit.
Amen.
If truly that one spirit, the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
The true one spirit, the Holy Ghost, is in you and is in me,
Amen.
It will do the same thing.
Amen.
Because he said, I will send you what? I will not leave you comfortless.
Amen.
I will send you what? The Comforter.
Amen.
And when he comes, he will teach you all things and lead you unto all truths.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Then why? You go here, I go here. And then you said, I have the Holy Ghost. Oh my. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Think about it.
Amen.
one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Said one Lord. One Lord. But some people. Sister, can you look into this and give me this? I've titled it, I think, Trinity. Something like that. You see, people say God is three. But all the Bible here, all those who saw him seated on his throne, everyone said, I saw one. I saw one. Micaiah said, I saw one. Ezekiel said, I saw one. Oh, John said, I saw one. Oh, my. I saw one. God bless you. But some people look and they see three. My brother, how possible? One. Yeah, it is one Lord. And others see the three Lords. The other one, even if they want to make it three, they make one head, one is looking here, one is looking here, and one is looking forward like this. Can you get me that one? Huh? Just to prove that it is what? Three gods. This very thing, if she sees it, it's in it's in a church in Perugia, in Italy. You see? They want to prove that they are three gods. So one face is looking here, another face is looking here, and another face is looking here, so that it will prove that one Lord. One Lord with what? Three different faces. Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, why revelation of what? If it is true that it's three, then they must have one revelation of it. But differently, they draw it differently. Different. Some, you see two people seated and a dove in the middle for the Trinity. Different, brethren. Maybe it's hard for many of my friends, but brethren, my sister, my brother, we are talking about the restoration.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The restoration, that's what we are talking about. Amen. I will restore.
Amen.
He will take us back to the truth again.
Amen.
Yes, we got lost. And made all these three and all those things. We got lost. But he said, those things are what? The palmer worms and the locusts and the caterpillars and the canker worms. They have eaten to bring all about these things. But he said, I will restore.
Yes.
So the restoration will come for us to know what is the truth. One Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Then he said, one Lord, one faith. And then what we were looking at? One baptism.
Amen.
One baptism.
Amen.
Baptism must be only one way.
Amen.
God's provided way, not man's own way.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And so if we want to find that one way, where do we go?
Amen.
We look into what? The mirror of life.
Amen.
If we want that one way, it's here.
Amen.
It's here. The apostles, when Jesus told them that look, to receive that power which will lead you unto all truth, stay in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Stay in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Move not until it has come over you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And they went in there, waited what? In the upper room. First day, second day, third day, they waited.
Amen.
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 And when the power eventually came, it spread over them.
Amen.
Then it gave them what? The truth.
Amen.
So when they came out, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
People knew them that they were just common fishermen. But now they could see that the power by which they were what? Preaching the word.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And even how they were speaking in different tongues. People could hear their word, their own language.
Amen.
said, but are these people not Galileans? We know them. They were fishermen here. And now look, what are we hearing? What are we seeing?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And they asked, brethren, but what is happening? He said, you want to know? Go back to the scripture.
Amen.
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 What was what? Prophesied through Joel.
Amen.
That is what is happening now.
Amen.
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 That's what is happening now. So men and brethren, what should we also do so that we will be like you?
Amen.
First, he said, repent.
Amen.
Amen. Repent. And be baptized.
Amen.
Now they are bringing what? The one baptism.
Amen.
Repent. And be baptized. In the name
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's all, my brother.
Amen.
No argument.
Yes.
No argument. Don't say, brother, but you see, baptizing the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they are the same. They are not the same.
Yes.
Jesus said it. But what I want to tell you, my new people who are listening today, listen. God, Jesus, many times when he was preaching to the people, he preached in parables.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the disciples went to him and said, Master, but why are you preaching to these people in parables? He said, yes. It is not for them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is not for them, but for you, it is for you.
Amen.
To believe. Amen.
Amen.
The power of God.
Amen.
Amen. It's what? For you to believe, to receive. Because blessed are your eyes.
Amen.
Because when you see, you perceive it. Say, it is, that's it. And when you hear, you understand.
Amen.
But these people, see, their ears are waxed. Waxed. Because when Jesus himself was standing before them, with all these miracles, the dead are raised, all manner of was sickness, he cured all of them. He healed all of them. Someone who can walk on the sea.
Amen.
Someone who can say, billows, storms,
Amen.
Wind, peace be still.
Amen.
And all these winds and billows and storms, they got to obey him.
Amen.
And standing before them, he said, your powers are powers of what? The devil. You see it? It's for the devil. You see, they cannot believe it. My sister, take it off. We are not in the Trinity here. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
See, so we are talking about that one baptism we had to go back.
Amen.
God is not divided. So, my sister, this morning, God brought you here. My brother, this morning, God brought you here to hear about this restoration.
Amen.
That a restoration has taken place.
Yes.
Now, from what? Luther? Just a portion of the word. Wesley, just a portion of the word. Pentecost, just a portion of the word, because they took what? Only the word. Only the gifts. That's why Pentecost, as they said, what? The evidence of the Holy Ghost is what? It's speaking in tongues.
Amen.
It's absolutely wrong.
Amen.
Amen. After all, there are what? 9 gifts. Why only? Speaking in tongues. It's absolutely wrong. My brother, my sister, seated here. If you want to know someone who has the Holy Ghost in her life or in his life, praise God,
Amen.
It is by the life the person is leading.
Amen.
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 If it goes with what? The word of God.
Amen.
That person has what? The Holy Ghost in him
Amen.
Or her. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, by the fruits.
Amen.
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 The fruits. You will know them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if it comes to speaking in tongues, the devil also speaks in tongues.
Amen.
By the fruits. The fruits that you bear.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, the fruits you bear. The love of God that is in you.
Amen.
Amen. The joy of the Lord that is in you.
Amen.
The peace of God that is in you.
Amen.
Oh, the long suffering. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That you can bear things. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
The gentleness. The goodness.
Amen.
The faith.
Amen.
The meekness.
Amen.
And the temperance.
Amen.
See? These are the fruits
hallelujah.
Of the Spirit.
Amen.
It will be seen in you.
Amen.
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 Not by tongues. The Bible never said it. You know them by the tongues that they speak. It said by the fruits that they bear.
Amen.
You will know them.
Amen.
Because many speak in tongues, and right now from the church, he goes back and do what? And do evil.
Yes.
You know them.
Amen.
Amen. In the church, she speaks, then and boom. Then from there, he goes out, and you see her in another way. We said you had the Holy Ghost. How?
Amen.
That means the Holy Ghost is not what the evidence.
Amen.
I know people who practice it. I told you before. While we had a farm. One time we went there, we just under a mango tree. They come there to learn how to speak in tongues. Look at that. Eh? They come to practice. Oh my! And every day the same thing. Raka sapata. La 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 la. Every day the same thing. Amen. By their fruits. So we are talking about restoration. So he said, the prophet said, this is not the resurrection of the church, but it is what? The restoration of the church.
Amen.
He said, God will take the church right back to Pentecost.
Amen.
Of the beginning.
Amen.
Amen. God is going to take the church back to what? The apostolic fathers.
Amen.
What they were doing. Amen.
Amen.
So we can go to the Acts of the Apostles and see whether my church is living that same way.
Amen.
That's the restoration he's talking about.
Amen.
Now, that notice in verse 25, give us the text. In verse 25, it tells you why we need restoration. It's because the locusts, the cankerworm, the caterpillars, and the palm worms have eaten all. And then it has remained only what? The roots and a small bit of what? Stem. See? And now we are told that all these insects are what? Are one and the same and different at different stages. You believers, you know already. And so who is this cankerworm, locust, caterpillars, and palm worms?
Amen.
Who is he? It's the same one, same person.
Amen.
And that is the Antichrist.
Amen.
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 Because the prophet said anything contrary to the word is Antichrist.
Yes. Yes.
Anything contrary to the truth is what? Antichrist. He said it's the Antichrist spirit that is manifested in what? In organizations and denominations and false doctrines through the ages. And that poor root and stalk is going to be restored.
Amen.
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 Is going to be restored.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole thing was that. Okay, let's. I have time later. Magister, give me the second slide. Yeah. The palm worm. The prophet called them what? The four messengers of what? Death. They killed what? The church. The tree of life. See? But there was still what? Life didn't die because the word of God can never die, you know. Amen. So the palm worm. The palm worm comes to the church when the church was in fire, See, I'm just giving you the picture. The church of the apostles, oh, when you read it, so great. They said they were with one accord, breaking bread together. Oh, they lay hands upon the sick and they were healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a wonderful church.
Amen.
Praise God. And then everything started to do what? The first thing that came to that first church was what? They left their first love.
Yes, yes.
Amen. That was the beginning. The first love was what? Dying. It was waxing cold. Praise the Lord. That was the beginning of it when it started dying. Amen. And then the palmer worm he's talking about. What? He does what? He destroys the fruits. The fruits of the Spirit. Amen. The palmer worm destroys what? The fruits. He destroys the fruits. Then the locust. Said the locust takes on to the what? The leaves. See? A tree with blossom, see, in the beginning, it was such a very wonderful tree, blossomed, green leaves and everything. Now, the fruits are gone. Palmer worm have eaten the fruits off. And then locust comes and takes upon what? The leaves. And the prophet said the leaves stands for what? Divine fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Before the church bell will ring, before the doors are opened, they are already standing by and behind the door waiting for what? Waiting for the trustee to come and open the door.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
They never wanted to what? Oh, to forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Amen.
They never want to forsake it. It was just what? That kind of thing. But locusts started to what? To eat that word, that divine fellowship. Praise the Lord. That divine fellowship. Now, I don't feel like going to church today.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. There are many things that I need to do. Okay, Friday, I'll go on Friday. And then Friday, God asks more of the things so that you can go. Amen. And Sunday, probably, unless a brother calls. Oh, brother, we didn't see you last Wednesday and Friday. Okay. Then you start lying. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Brethren, you see, that's the way how we go away from the Lord.
Amen.
You go to lie. Because you can't tell the brothers, the brother, I just felt lazy to come. You can't tell the truth. That I felt lazy to come.
Amen.
But you go to lie. You are lying. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, that's what this is. The one thing is needful. Amen.
Amen.
And Mary chose what? The good part.
Amen.
The canker worm. He did what? It goes into the back. And the prophet said, that's the covering. Religion. It takes what? The doctrines away.
Amen.
See? They are destroying what? The tree. They are destroying the tree. And then the caterpillar comes in. He said, it sucks the life, the spirit. Oh, and then he said, how are we going to what? Call him denomination. Now denomination sets in. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's how the church went. But Jesus said, I will restore.
Hallelujah.
I will restore.
Amen.
Amen. The church went away from what? Bring our topic. The church went away from what? Oh, some people are writing. Okay, bring it back again. Bring it back. The church went away from what? From the Son. That's our topic we are dealing with, dealt with today. The return of the Son.
Amen.
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 The return of the Son. The thing is, when the prophet used bodily life to bring the spiritual, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You see that he said, when it comes to a time, especially in the winter, amen.
Amen.
In the winter, when the clouds, all the winds and the rains and other things, they obscure what?
The sun.
The sun. Amen. And you see that what? All the botany, all botany, leaves and flowers and everything, they lose what? Their life. Praise God. But the roots are still there. Amen. The roots are still there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The roots are still there. They will be covered with what? White snow. Only Ireland here, we don't see the four seasons very well. Oh, no. You don't see the four seasons very well in Ireland here. No. Every time rain. It looks as if it's just one season. But when you go places like Italy, oh, distinctly, you get the four seasons coming distinctly. Praise God.
Amen.
When it comes to summer, very hot than Africa. And when it comes to winter, hey, very, very cold. Praise the Lord. And then you see the autumn where all the leaves start to what? Dry up. Everything. Amen. And then when it comes to spring, you see, now you begin to hear the birds coming out from their hiding places. Oh, chipping here and there. Now the snow is what? Melted away. And then the flowers. We will come to that topic. The Easter claim. Amen. We'll come to the topic on that one day. And so, when is that the return? Give us the topic. The return of the sun. When the sun comes back, it what? All the snow and everything, it melts all of them down.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And gives life to what? To the plants and the flowers again.
Amen.
The return of what? The sun.
Amen.
S-U-N. The botany. Praise God.
Amen.
And in every restoration, and redemption, it has to take the return of what? The S-O-N. The S-O-N had to come on what? Praise the Lord. On the scene. To bring what? Restoration and to bring what? Redemption.
Amen.
So we see here, he said, in the message book, The Restoration of the Bright Tree, page 20, paragraph 2, he said, all that the winter killed, then the sun restores.
Amen.
The S-U-N restores.
Amen.
Returning of the sun.
Amen.
What does it do? It forces. The prophet said, listen, it forces. It forces death or to give up.
Amen.
Said the sun, the spring sun, comes back in line of the earth again.
Amen.
It actually forces death to give up his dead.
Amen.
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 Oh, the return of S-O-N.
Amen.
The Son of God.
Amen.
The return of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The return of the Word. That is where we are now.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that the palmerworm, the cankerworm, the caterpillars, and the locusts have eaten. Now, there is the return of the Word.
Amen.
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 To bring restoration. Martin Luther, Wesley, Pentecost, now is what? The Word.
Amen.
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 The Word now. The return of the Son.
Amen.
He said, for what? I said, it comes when it returns for what? For restoration.
Amen.
To restore again. He said, the earth went away from the sun. You see, when you have you done geography before? Huh? Done geography. The globe. The sun. For the sun is always there.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is always there.
Amen.
Praise God. The sun is always there.
Amen.
And then it's the earth that goes around.
Amen.
See? It's the earth that goes around. And where the earth goes away from the sun, that part becomes what? Winter.
Right.
So when you go away from S-O-N, winter will catch you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When you go away from Jesus, winter will catch you over there. Just like what? The prodigal son.
Amen.
Just like the prodigal son. He went away from the father. And what happened? The winter condition just what? Caught him over there.
Amen.
And drained him really good.
Amen.
Till he had to share food with what? With pigs. What a situation. He went away from the father. And that was it. He went away from the light. Went away. So the earth goes away from the sun and went back out there the way a sinner goes. See, a sinner gets away from the S-O-N. See? That's a type of a man gone away from Christ. A type of a man gone away from what? From Christ. When you go away from Christ spiritually, you enter into what? A spiritual winter. Spiritual winter catches you and takes all the life out of you. Amen. So he said, we have what? The restoration. It's God's restoration time. Brethren, the word has come to us. Amen. The word, now it is what? The word that is with us. The return of the S-O-N. Bringing back what? The original word to us again.
Amen.
Bringing back the original power, original strength, original manifestation.
Amen.
That's the time we are living in now. Praise God.
Amen.
Brethren, we talk about restoration story and redemption story. It has to take him that had to come. There are many things that I had to jump over. So that because the time is has caught up with us. So we see that the woman at the well, see, when the return of Christ into her life, we saw the change.
Yes.
Amen. So brethren, it is between you and God this morning. Between you and God this morning. If you have turned away from him, just turn back to him.
Amen.
Amen. Because he has the light of life.
Amen.
To give to you so that it will spring up.
Amen.
See, yeah, the message is in you. The message, you've been hearing it all the time. But don't be like a seed that has been put here. If you take a real good seed, you put it in what? A well-decorated what room? Take a seed, put it in a well-decorated room. Praise the Lord. Without no what? No blemish, no debt. Then put all the light from man-made light. Put all man-made light upon the seed. Will it germinate?
No.
Will it bring off what? Fruits of its kind? No, sir. Praise the Lord. It is in a wrong position.
Right.
You've put, there's a right seed, but it's in what? A wrong position.
Amen.
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 Oh, so my friends, sisters and brothers, the seed is in you. But when you are in the wrong place, praise God, that seed that is in you can never what? Germinate and bring forth what? Fruits after its kind. You have the seed, everything in you, but it's not working. And Christ, how can we have a harvest? We cannot have a harvest. Praise the Lord. It will be there and it will die. Praise the Lord. We need to be what? Placed positionally.
Amen.
Before the S-O-N.
Amen.
Before the light. So if your position where you are standing, you have turned away, oh, turn back to the light.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Turn back to the light. You know, when Moses was in the backside of the desert, Moses was going this way. Then he saw a bush burning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the Bible says he turned aside.
Amen.
To go towards what? To see what is there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, where you are going, there is someone. The light is just by your side. Turn to it. And you hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Amen. And when he turned to it, he heard the voice of God.
Amen.
That gave him his commission.
Amen.
Now go back and take my children away.
Amen.
An 80-year-old man with just a stick in the hand.
Amen.
Going towards what? The one of the most powerful nation at that time.
Amen.
To go and deliver the children of God.
Amen.
The power of God in him.
Amen.
It is not a question of what? Military airplanes and sophisticated what? Jets and all those. No, sir.
Amen.
But the power of God.
Amen.
So wherever probably you are heading towards somewhere, look, there is what? A light somewhere.
Amen.
Turn to it. Go to the light.
Amen.
Amen. Turn yourself to the light. And you hear him saying, my son, come.
Amen.
I'm going to send you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Come. I've taken away all your sins.
Amen.
Come, I will restore you.
Amen.
Come, I will bring you back to the original. Amen.
Amen.
How many love him?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read just one word here from the prophet and we can take that to close. Praise God. He said, the prophet said, amen. He said, and so is it now with the people.
Amen.
And so is it now with the people. All that the winter coldness of cold, former religion, killed out there, said the nearing of the Son of God, in these last days, coming to his church, restore it back to life again.
Amen.
I will restore, saith the Lord. See, God restoring his flowers,
amen,
his leaves, his nature, his seed of the earth.
Amen.
And therefore we know then that God will restore also his habitation.
Amen.
He will restore his Eden.
Amen.
He will restore everything that death hath killed.
Amen.
That's right. Now, the only way it can ever remain dead is let it lay in the wrong place.
Amen.
See. But if it falls in the right place, it's got to come back to life again.
Amen.
So God, let us fall in the right channel.
Amen.
For restoration.
Amen.
Shall we stand?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So God, let us fall in the right channels for restoration. Let's fall in the right place for a restoration. How many love him?
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. The restoration is here. There are many things that we need to just jump over. But I believe from the whole last week, and this is the beginning of the week, take every word. Take every word.
Amen.
And make sure that you have been restored to the original. Your life is restored. And then see what the Lord will do in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Wait on him and see the change that will come.
I love.
I love him because he loves me. And he purchased my salvation on Calvary. Oh, do you love him? Do you love him? I love him.
Come to the time of what? Prayer. Just what we have heard this morning and afternoon. We want to confess to the Lord, and we want to confirm it to the Lord that it is the truth, and that, Lord, I need a restoration. Lord, I want to go back to the original. I want my life to be like how, oh, you created. I want to go back to the original. I want to see the manifestations and the power, oh, and the strength as it was in the days of the apostles. I want a restoration, Lord. I know I've been hearing your word all day, every time. This morning, just like Moses turned aside to approach that attraction, oh, this morning, Lord, there has been an attraction. Your word that has come forth, Lord, that's the attraction I've received this morning, and I want to tend to it, Lord, so that you will speak to me. For me to do the right thing, Lord Jesus, in my life. I want to stay under the blood. Just like Rahab stayed. I want to be there all the days of my life. Just as David, the psalmist, also said. This one thing. That is needful. As Mary sat at your feet. Lord, let it be my life. Hallelujah. Even in my working places, in my home, even whilst I'm standing in the kitchen cooking, Lord, Father, let your word always be ringing in my life. I want the light, Lord, to be always upon me. That's my sincere prayer this morning, Lord. And the Lord will answer you. The Lord will answer you. Turn to the attraction this morning. Turn to that attraction this morning, and he will speak to you. Just speak to him. Let us pray. Speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him. Speak to him.
To thee, Lord, blessed beloved Savior, thanking thee for your goodness, your kindness,
Lord Jesus.
Even upon this morning, Lord, Father, for passing our way, Lord, and Lord, ministering unto us, Lord, even as, Lord, Father, we all are needy people this morning, Lord, in need of, Lord.
May the Lord serve your God, and you be with us, keep us, Lord, Father, even in the remainder of this day, that, Lord, we be careful, Father, to give the day completely over unto thee, Lord. Father, a day of worship, Lord, a day when we, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, would surrender, Lord Savior God, and let thee have the full increase, Lord Savior God. Grant us grace, Lord, Father, restore, Father, what we need.
Let us pray once more.
In Jesus' name.
And this time, let's remember all the brethren who are not here today. Let's remember them in prayer that the Lord, by his own way, will give them the same portion that we have received. And then at the same time, let's remember our pastor and the family as they've traveled, that wherever they are, the Lord will just be with them and keep our pastor, refresh him, and bring him back again with us here, really refreshed to continue the work of the Lord. So let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, we commit, Lord, our brothers, Brother Vlad, all other brothers that are not here, the sisters not here. Already, Lord Jesus, we know our sister Julie, she is healed. And Father, we thank you, God. Lord Jesus,
you lead us, Lord. Father, to those songs that you would love sang, Lord, Father, lead us, Lord.
You keep him, Lord Jesus. And even, Father, we pray that, Lord, the children, all the family together, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, your very presence of God will be with them. Father, anoint him once again. Refresh him, strengthen him. And Lord, bring him back, Lord. Oh, with full assurance that, Lord, oh, your ministry, your work of God in this house will never cease, God. Thank you, we bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord.
This place, Lord Savior God, Father. Oh God, standing, Lord, executing, Lord, this Lord Savior, Father, that was given unto us, Lord. Give us grace.
There is a prayer request here. Hallelujah. There is a prayer request here. And we want to exercise the original manifestation of the power, the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost, which the Lord gave unto the apostles, the commission he gave to them, that we should go and preach the gospel unto every creature. And he said, we should lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. As the prophet said, he said, the gospel is not only the word, it's not the word only, but it is also through the power and the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost, that we have the power and authority to heal. If we, because he said, we should go and lay hands upon the sick. And we know when he sent the 12, when he sent the 70, they came back with testimonies, because they were given the authority over every sickness, over every disease, over every affliction. And there is a request here, and it's from Maxwell, Brother Maxwell Jr., and he wants us to remember a sister in prayer. And let's listen to the what the devil is trying to do. Not he has done, but he's trying to do. Because we are going to stop it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our faith together. Amen. And then the faith over there, by which Maxwell Jr. have sent this prayer request. We know that if two shall agree, amen, upon anything, he said, when anything that we will bind here will be bind in heaven. And anything that we will lose in here will be losing in heaven. He said the sister is with a tumor and she is in the hospital. And she is going to be operated upon tomorrow. And according to the operation, hey, Satan is wicked. Amen. So they are going to cut her tongue.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you want to destroy what God has made? No. We disagree.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We don't know the sister. But Virginia has brought forward this request that the saints, amen, believing that when we pray, that operation, God will take care of it.
Amen.
Because he is what? The one. That is the one who operated, made the first operation. God made the first operation.
Amen.
When he made man to lie down and took a woman out from her, from him.
Amen.
That he himself be at the hospital.
Amen.
And even if the operation will come on at all, one thing we know, it is the hand of God that is going to do the operation.
Amen.
But what we are looking for is that what God has made, no man should what destroy.
Amen.
How are you going to cut someone's tongue? Amen. That tumor for which this operation had to take place, that tumor, we want to tell that tumor, get out!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As the centurion demanded that you speak the word.
Amen.
And my servant will be well.
Amen.
That same faith this morning, this afternoon, let's speak the word and send what healing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said we shall cast out what? Demons.
Amen.
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 It's a demon. That tumor,
amen,
we have the authority this afternoon,
amen,
to claim total deliverance for that our sister.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said the sister even love to testify of God. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, with that tongue, how is she going to testify?
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, we believe,
amen,
that the tumor, even as your children standing at your presence this afternoon, our word, even before we utter them, we know healing has already taken place.
Amen.
Let us all remember the sister. Let's cast out that tumor. Let's cast it out. We have the authority now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. It is by faith. By faith. Lord, you died for it. You went to the cross and paid the price for all our infirmities. You have already paid.
Oh God, if he's burdened by the situation, if he's burdened, Lord, by the situation,
you have already paid the price, Lord.
Need, Lord, Savior, Father.
And so you said, by your stripes we are healed.
Lord
Jesus,
we will not cease.
We are coming against that tumor.
Father, oh God, this Lord,
we are coming against that tumor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim total healing for our sister in Jesus' name.
Lord, even as she would desire. Father, Lord, that tumor, Lord, save yourself.
Get out.
Father, Lord, is gone.
Tumor.
Completely gone, Lord, save your God.
We are, that's not your place.
On our behalf, Lord, and we,
you
know,
come from the bottomless pit.
That you are God.
That's your place.
Lord,
tumor.
Father, Lord,
go away.
Break every fetter, Lord, to break every
in
situation.
In the name of Jesus.
Every circumstance, Lord, save God.
Let Lord,
this, Lord, Savior, change.
We believe
for the glory
as
of
today,
your kingdom, Lord, that we would glorify.
We have heard about restoration.
Maxwell would glorify.
Lord, restore our sister.
Lord, Savior. She would, Lord, Savior, glorify.
Restore her.
Lord, many other things, Lord.
that you have given unto us,
restore
Lord,
her.
That you have granted unto us, Lord, so God. Oh, Father, we just desire that you would, Lord, Savior, Father, Lord, give us once more, Father, this request that we have need of, Lord, so God. Oh, Father, so needy to us, Lord, we pray asking your grace, Lord. You, Lord, Savior, stop, Lord, Amen. Savior, this, Lord, Savior, situation at this time, and we are Amen. Grateful unto thee, Lord, for you have done it, Lord, we ask in thine holy name again, Jesus Christ.
Heavenly Father, your children have spoken. Oh, by Amen. Faith, Lord,
Amen.
We have claimed the healing because you died for it, God. You paid the price for all our infirmities. And this morning we look to Calvary. What you did there, O Lord, and applied the blood of Jesus Christ upon our sister, and that, Lord, you restore her again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you for the healing, Lord. We believe it, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we know testimony will come. That's our faith. We believe it, Lord, that your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's sing one song and...
You know grace, amazing grace, have you heard how sweet the sound? We've already come. Look where you came from and where you are, and I'll ask you, do you know grace? Do you know grace? Do you know grace? Precious
God's praise than when we first began. Praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God, praise God, amen. Amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are for the Son, Lord,
amen.
Your very own Son, Lord.
Hallelujah.
By whom, Lord, we are here present this morning, this afternoon, Lord. Father, how we thank you, Lord, for our Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, you mean everything to us, oh God. Heavenly Father, we thank you as well for your faithfulness, Lord. Father, that every day that we gather in your house, Lord, you're always faithful to speak to us, Lord. And Father, we are thankful that you've spoken upon this day. Oh Lord, we thank you for whispering to our hearts, Lord. Father, there's no ways, Lord, that the minister would have known our needs, our desires, but you knew them, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Father, and by your grace and Holy Spirit, Lord, you've brought each and every one of us a portion, oh God. And we thank you for that, Lord. We don't take it for granted, Lord. Realizing the day that we're living in, realizing the time. Lord, the signs are all around us, Lord. Father, that time is
now. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, how we desire to quicken our pace, Lord. Heavenly Father, how we desire, Lord, to shake off, Lord, those things that will hinder us, Lord, from receiving our blessings in glory. Heavenly Father, God, we pray to you, O Lord. Because, Father, you are faithful to speak to us. We know you'll be faithful, Lord, to give us strength, Lord, to love, Father God, according to your word.
Amen.
You'll give us strength, Lord, that what we beheld when we looked, Father, even in the spiritual mirror of your word.
Yes.
Father, and where we seen, Lord, that we were not proper, Lord. Father, that you'd give us grace and mercies, Father.
Amen.
Lord, to shake off those things which are displeasing to you, Lord. Yes. Father God, to walk, Lord God, to be representatives of, Father, your faithfulness in this day.
Amen.
Because, Lord, in every age, Lord, we know that you've always had representation, O God.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, that in this day you have found us worthy, Lord, when we were unworthy, Lord.
Amen.
But just by your grace and mercies, Lord, Father, how we appreciate you, O God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, and we pray, Lord, with all thanksgiving for the blessing of your word. Father, to
Amen.
Have that understanding, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, that even when you say no, Lord, it's a positive.
Yes.
Father God, Lord, because we desire silver, but Lord, you desire to give us gold.
Amen.
Lord, so give us grace and mercies, Lord. Give us patience in our walk.
Yes.
That, Lord, we wait upon you, Lord. That we'd not be hasty to seek
Amen.
Our own solution,
Amen.
Lord. Father, but increase our faith, Lord, our trust in thee.
Yes.
That, Lord God, we could be, Lord, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that even when they were facing the fiery furnace, Lord, Father God, but still they said, our God is able to deliver
yeah.
us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and they were able to step into that furnace, Lord, and you met them there, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to be like Daniel, Lord. Father God, to face even the wrath of the lions, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, to know that you shut the mouth of the lion.
Amen.
So Lord, we're trusting that every situation, every circumstance here, you know the needs of your people, oh God.
Yes.
And we're trusting, Lord, because we know that you don't tire, you don't slumber, Lord.
Amen.
That you'll meet each and every need, oh God.
Amen.
Father, just give us grace to wait upon thee.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, even as we make prayer once again, Lord. Father, for our sister, Lord, in Netherlands.
Yes.
Lord, she's faced with tumor, Lord. But we think back, Lord, to the time when you walked this earth through our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, doctors gave these different spirits names. But Lord, when you cast them out, Lord, Father, you always said your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Go your way and sin no more. Amen. Lord, we're not saying our sister has sinned, but Lord, that tumor comes as a result of sin, Lord, from even Adam and Eve. Amen. And now we are faced with these complications. But oh God, you've given us a way out. You've given her
Hallelujah.
A way out. Lord, you said if my people which are called by my name, Lord, shall come together, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you said even what we bind here on earth will be bound in heaven. So, oh God, we're coming before thee with the sure promise of your word. Lord, to stand before the enemy, Lord, even against that tumor. Oh, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, even as our brothers spoke, Lord, your word said it, Lord. Father, that we are healed, Lord, even Father God, by his stripes, Lord. And that healing didn't take place, Lord, now. Father God, 2,000 years ago, Lord, you did it. Father, but you just brought our sister to this day. That, Lord, it can be a yet another testimony.
Amen.
So, Lord God, won't you just have your way, Lord. Let your name be glorified.
Amen.
Touch her, oh God. Heavenly Father, whatsoever requests, Lord, are in the hearts of your people. You know them. We pray that you just grant them, Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father God, we pray, Lord, for those that are not here. Brother Vlad, Lord, be merciful to him. Keep him safe.
Yes, Lord.
Father, our pastor, undertake for him. Grant him grace and mercies, Lord. Father, many saints, Lord, who couldn't make it for whatsoever reason. But we're just trusting that you'd be with them, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, even ourselves as we depart from your house. But Lord, may your spirit be with us, Lord. May it not depart from us. I pray you be in our conversation, Lord. I pray you be in everything which we do, Father. Let us not be forgetful hearers, Lord. Father, let us not be like that man who looked in the mirror. And as soon as he turned his head, he forgot what he had seen, oh God. But Lord, we want to bury your heart deep in our souls, Lord, in that place where no moth, Lord, can step in to make it rot, where no one can steal it from us, Lord. Father, give us grace upon this day. This is the Lord's day. This is your day, Lord. So be with us. Please keep us safe as we go our different ways. And Lord, we pray, Lord, special blessings, Lord. Father, we know there's no visitors, Lord, in your house. But Lord, your children have taken times from their busy schedules to come and meet with you, Lord. So we trust that it was worthwhile, Lord. Father, and grant them grace and mercies, Lord. Meet their desires and their needs. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for everything, Lord. And we give praise, glory, and honor to thee. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Surely around it, his soul comes down. Surely around it, the door to heaven is found. And we know we stand on holy ground. Is it if shut soul?